This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Well, welcome everybody. My name is Didier Nicholas, and I have a great pleasure and honor to introduce Karina, and she's with Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra, and we are excited for our listeners to be able to engage in what Karina has to say. We're very, very excited, and she loves to smile, so I like that as well. So Karina, take it away. Tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on over there.
Well, hi, my name is Karina Barn, and I am almost 3 months on the job as the executive director with the Orlando Philharmonic. The Orlando Philharmonic was founded in 1993 by community leaders and musicians, and our mission is to promote symphonic music through excellence in performance education and cultural leadership. This year, we have performances in Simon's Hall at the Dr. Phillips Center, as well as a couple of them that are around town because one of the buildings that we run, the Plaza Live, was under construction and we weren't able to do performances there. So we're looking forward to next season having a return to the Plaza Live. And I would say that we have something really for everyone in the community. Obviously, we have our main stage classical subscription performances at Simon's. We have a pop series where we just finished doing the Batman movie.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
In 2 weeks, we're actually welcoming a magician to come out on stage with us for Symphony of Illusion. But beyond that, we also have a lot for the families. So I have a young child myself. My son is almost two, and we have the Symphony Storytime series. We have young people's concerts, which are amazing because students are bused in to Simon's Hall, and they get to to the Disney Performing Hall. But they're able to play along with the orchestra, sing along with the orchestra, and it's just a really fun experience. And then finally, I'll just mention we have a lot of performances out in the community that are free and open to the public. So we just finished doing a trio of those a couple weeks ago. And I guess finally, we also partner with many arts organizations around town. So we play with Opera Orlando, as well as the Orlando Ballet and other groups. So we're doing everything. There's something almost every week, and we are a busy group.
You know, I was about to say that. You're on it. Everything you were able to kind of express exactly what you guys do. I had a chance to look at your website, and there are so many things, so many concerts, so many events that are going on, you know, and then on the education side, it's not just concerts and events. There's a lot of education that's behind the scenes, whether it's symphony story time, virtual music lessons. I mean, the list goes on and on, right?
It does. And I think for us, it's really important for the organization to be making sure that we're having an impact on people of all ages. So just because, you know, you might be smaller doesn't mean that you can't enjoy, you know, any type of live orchestral music. So when I said we have something for everyone, I truly do mean it. And I can say for myself, it is really intimidating bringing a young child into different environments where you don't know how they're going to react. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our families as well. And I'm really excited about all of the series that we have.
That's awesome. Well stated. So what are some of the myths and misconceptions that people have regarding Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra? Is there anything that kind of stands out that you'd kind of, go ahead.
Well, I would say there's a lot of myths when it comes to symphonies and orchestras and attending an orchestra performance. One of the biggest questions that we are asked is, what should I wear? So there's a wide variety of things that you can wear. Some people show up in jeans and a t-shirt or jeans and a button-up. Some people show up, you know, wearing evening gowns. So it really does depend, and it depends on what you're comfortable with. The other question that comes up a lot is, I don't know when to clap. You know, there's a long history of not clapping between music, between movements for symphonic performances. But from my perspective, you know, we're trying to break some barriers. So in case people end up clapping between movements, that's fine. We just keep going, and we're glad to receive applause whenever we have it. And I'd say kind of the final myth that I can think of is that, you know, classical music isn't for me. And I would argue that you hear classical music all the time when you're watching movies or when you're watching television shows. So from my perspective, if you're able to engage in that type of genre, then you should be able to also enjoy a classical music performance at Simon's Hall as well.
Wow, that's great. And you know, Orlando's growing, right? We see it in front of our eyes, and it seems like performing arts is just something that just really brings everybody together. And it's something to really, you know, be able to experience. And when you talk about classical music, you know, people saying I'm not interested in that, or they're kind of shy away because they really don't understand the opera, the classical, and what it encompasses. And then you know, clapping. Yeah, that's a great, who would have ever thought, right? You're sitting in the audience and you really want to clap, and you're looking around and you're like, maybe I don't want to do it at this particular time, right? So that's pretty neat. So one thing that you would like, as we wrap this up, what is one thing that you would like to leave our listeners with about you guys? Something that really kind of stands out that maybe people don't know.
Well, our musicians are, they almost all of them live in the Central Florida region. So we are harvesting and we're using talent that's local. And I think that's something really important, because you have some amazing, amazing artists that are living right next door to you that you may not even realize. So I'd like to encourage everyone to come and visit us. Doesn't matter which venue, you know, doesn't matter which performance, but try us out and come see what your neighbors are doing, because we have an amazing group of musicians and talented group of musicians here. And we're really proud to be part of this organization.
And then that's well stated as well. So let's talk about the hours of operation. You know, when are concerts and events? Is it throughout the day? Can you kind of lay down or give us a schedule of things that happen on a regular basis?
So for the most up-to-date information, I would suggest going to orlandophil.org, and we have areas where we list all of our performances. Our performances generally are on Saturday nights at 7:30 and 2:30 p.m. on Sundays. Our children's performances are in the morning, so again, those hours do vary. But for the most part, we're at Saturday at 7:30 and, I'm sorry, it's Sunday at 3:30. I said 2:30 by accident, 3:30.
And in terms of food and restaurants on premise, anything of that nature there?
Well, you can buy concessions at Dr. Phillips Center, so that is an option. But since we are downtown, there's a variety of amazing restaurants, and we do have several good partnerships with restaurants downtown that you can enjoy ahead of time.
Perfect. And as we wrap up, what is the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you, if you could provide a website as well as a phone number?
Yes. So you should go to orlandophil.org. To learn more about any of our upcoming performances and what we're doing in the next coming weeks. And then our phone number is 407-896-6700.
Well, Karina, thank you so much. It's been a delight. We definitely appreciate you joining us and sharing your information about the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra, and looking forward to, you know, hopefully speaking again with you in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.